This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California yesterday.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon, SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon, SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copies.
AIR correspondent reported that Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them readjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission's Space Odyssey began on the 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida, carrying the Dragon capsule towards the International Space Station. This mission, dubbed as Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In her message, the president said Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for India's space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human space flight mission, Gaganyaan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China yesterday. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the United Nations Security Council condemned the incident and stressed the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. On the sidelines of the meeting, the External Affairs Minister held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Russia and Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a road accident in Pithoragarh, Uttarakhand. At least 8 people have died and 4 persons seriously injured after a passenger vehicle fell into the river in the Mowani area of Pithoragarh district yesterday. Mr. Modi wished a speedy recovery to the injured and expressed condolences to those who lost loved ones in the mishap. The PM also announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The country's overall exports rose by nearly 6% in the first quarter of the current financial year, reaching more than $210 billion compared to $198.52 billion in the same period of the last financial year. Briefing media in New Delhi, the Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said the country's imports registered a decline by 3.71% to $53.92 billion in June against $56 billion in the last year. Further, the overall export in merchandise and services in June this year grew to $67.98 billion as against $63.83 billion in June last year. The ministry also informed that the trade deficit of the country stood at $18.78 billion in June this year. The Election Commission said that over 86% enumeration forms have been received so far in the special intensive revision in Bihar. With just 10 more days left for the revision, remaining electors will be contacted individually by booth-level officers. The commission said sparing no effort to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll, the third round of household visits by the nearly 1 lakh BLOs will soon begin to collect the filled enumeration forms of the remaining electors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.